According to media reports out today, Hillary Clinton will launch her presidential campaign this Sunday, putting to rest years of speculation about her presidential ambitions.
It's confirmed that Clinton plans to announce that bid for the 2016 Democratic nomination for president online, and then a fundraising campaign kicks off. With us now is David Friedlander. He's senior political correspondent for The Daily Beast. David, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So it's been a question, I think, for most people of not if, but when. So now we know the when. Why this weekend? Why now?
Well, you know, I think that's a very good question. I think there's sort of a little bit of a restlessness out there among Democrats in the early primary states. I think there's a need, Democrats nationally see need for her to sort of get ready and answer some of these attacks that are coming her way by the Republicans. But, you know, lastly, I think that they're just sort of ready. I mean, once everything's in place and you have everybody you need and you're sort of ready to open the door, why delay?
Is there an advantage to holding off sometimes? The fundraising works differently. In some cases, you're not drawing the attacks. As you say, Hillary Clinton, she's going to get the attacks whenever she starts. Any advantages to waiting longer than this?
I mean, I'm sure there are, but you know, they've waited long enough. You know, if you can imagine the sort of 2008 campaign began in January 2007 when both Obama and Hillary announced. Now it's April, and you know she's been sort of losing altitude. I mean, a slew of polls came out this week that showed her actually losing to some not even top Republicans, but kind of middling Republicans like Rand Paul and Mike Huckabee.
And we've seen some of those Republicans, just two major ones so far, Rand Paul, as you mentioned, now the latest to officially kick off their campaigns. Is the timing now maybe going to help draw the attention back to the Democratic side that the Republicans otherwise will get as this steady stream continues?
I mean, you know, there really isn't a Democratic side. I mean, that's the sort of odd thing here. I mean, Hillary is a favorite for a non-incumbent like we've never seen this time around. So, you know, I think that, you know, we'll sort of see the cameras switch to her for a little while. But it's in the Democratic Party, it's really her and her alone.
Now, usually when you think of that big announcement, there's a room, a convention hall, there's balloons, there's screaming people. She's doing this online, it sounds like, on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, as best we can tell. I mean, they're in an interesting situation where there's really no real competition for the primary for them at this point. And at the same time, there's this hungry media that has grown over the years that's now, you know, a thousand digital outlets have bloomed. And so I think they're trying to kind of avoid all that. I mean, it would be impossible to run a quote-unquote normal campaign considering all the attention she'll get, all of the media that's now devoted to covering her. So they're trying to sort of seemingly bypass all of that, just do an announcement online, go right out to Iowa, go to New Hampshire, meet with voters one-on-one, and you know, avoid all the Klieg lights for a little bit.
And she's been getting media attention anyway from reporters wondering if she's going to give a signal of that she's going to run, right? I mean, but it's like tea leaf reading instead of actual campaign coverage.
No, I mean, this is it's like I've been a campaign without a candidate for as long as anybody could stand.
And you said you wrote in an earlier piece that she was a pretty good non-candidate. She was doing a pretty good job of non-candidacy for a while there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they built a real infrastructure. You know, without her doing so much to it, I mean, but the people around her, there's this Ready for Hillary group that's been doing grassroots. There's a fundraising apparatus. I mean, she is going to walk into a Rolls Royce of a campaign operation.
Talking to David Friedlander of The Daily Beast, Hillary Clinton looks like is going to announce officially her candidacy for president this weekend. David, you mentioned there isn't really a Democratic side. There's Hillary Clinton. You know, back last time she ran, there was, of course, Barack Obama. John Edwards had a serious campaign for a while there. Is there still any thought that there's going to be a serious challenge in the Democratic primary to Hillary Clinton?
You know, I guess it depends on what you mean by serious. I mean, there are candidates out there. The former governor of Maryland, Martin O'Malley, is running, or just about running. The senator from Vermont, Bernie Sanders, seems to be running. Former Senator Jim Webb seems to be running. The former governor and senator of Rhode Island, Lincoln Chafee, announced that he's looking at running. But, boy, I mean, these guys have a very, very small chance of derailing her. I don't doubt that at some point one of them will have a moment and one of them will, you know, spring up in the polls and it'll look sort of close for a while. But it's really a unique situation on the Democratic side.
Yeah, Lincoln Chafee running as a Democrat, apparently he was a Republican, as I recall, until, what, 2 years ago. What's I don't know if you've been following his announcement. Why is he running on the Democratic side?
Well, you know, if you remember now, he was a Republican for many years, a sort of Rockefeller, Northeastern, my Republican, ended up switching to to an independent who caucused with the Democrats, turning against George Bush in the Iraq War, then ended up running for governor of Rhode Island, actually, leaving the Senate entirely, and was there really, I think, just for one term, left office, very unpopular. Certainly, I don't think anybody thought that Lincoln Chafee would be throwing his hat into the ring. But, if there's no one else to do it, you may as well, right?
And there's a hope from the, the progressive, the left, whatever you want to call it, wing of the Democratic Party that they can have some kind of standard bearer, even if they don't have a chance, to try to draw the conversation and to draw the candidate, Hillary Clinton, to their views on a variety of issues, trade, a lot of other things. Do you see that happening at all?
Yeah, I think they would like to. And what they're running up against, and this is a growing, vocal, energized part of the party that got behind Elizabeth Warren in Massachusetts, that helped elect Bill de Blasio, mayor of New York. But the problem is they also are aware that they don't have a candidate. So they seem to be trying to kind of generate energy and generate a campaign without a candidate.
And they're trying, now back to the Hillary Clinton campaign, they're trying to generate money in this next week. And in a piece you wrote about this, you're hearing that they're going to really try to raise a lot of money just in this next 1 week after she announces.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be, I think as I wrote, I mean, I think they're going to raise more money in this, coming days than any Democrat has raised any time since then. And I think they just want to swamp the rest of the Democratic Party. And, it's worth noting here that they are just raising money for the primary campaign. They want to try to show to voters that they're very committed to, running hard in the primary and winning every state and winning every vote. And so they're not raising any general election money for now.
Really? So then they have to raise a whole another ton of money, assuming that Hillary Clinton wins the nomination, for the general election then?
They will be. The money's sort of funny these days, because with all these super PACs and everything else, there are these venues where the candidate may not even need to do a lot of fundraising herself or himself. The money can sort of, huge checks can go to these, entities that are associated with the candidate. At some point, I'm sure she'll start raising for the general before the primary ends. But for now, they're saying they're just focusing on primary dollars.
Now, speaking of the primary, these other Democrats you mentioned who may not have high hopes, how do you see them maybe attacking Hillary Clinton's record? Do you see an aggressive campaign for them?
Well, I mean, what's been remarkable is that they're in the sort of pre-campaign we've had so far, they haven't been attacking her at all. And sometimes they sound like they're all just trying to angling for jobs in her cabinet or with her administration. They've really refrained from criticizing her record, and not that there aren't things there for them to criticize, but they're not doing it. I mean, I think that they're trying to sort of realize that they don't want to, be hitting her from the inside, so to speak.
Well, on the other side of the coin, there are lots of people more than willing to attack Hillary Clinton's record on the Republican side. Does her official announcement change anything that they're doing or saying, this growing list of candidates?
Well, that's a good question. Probably not much. I mean, they've all assumed she's running. They've all assumed she's a nominee. They've been training their fire on her, for a long time. And I'm sure that'll continue. It may sort of increase in volume for a moment. But they also need to work on, figure out each other's weaknesses and try to exploit them. So their focus is there for a while. I would imagine you'll see more and more people jump into the race after this.
Now, this may be a case study for something that I'm always fascinated with, the question of, is a primary a good thing for a party? Does it benefit the ultimate candidate by seasoning them, getting them ready for the race, or does it hurt them because they got to blow money here and they've taken a lot of fire, a lot of criticism along the way? And one side yes, one side no this time around, it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, I think you hear both things. I think most Democrats kind of want don't want Hillary. Their ideal situation would be for Hillary to have a primary, but for it to be a kind of low-level one, like it is now. I mean, they want her to run, go through her paces, and then soundly defeat all of these people who are trying to to run against her.
Okay, and I don't know if you want to give us any over-unders or predictions. Who do you think the next Republican will be to make the official announcement, maybe in the next week or two?
Oh, well, that's a good question. So we have, let's see, we have Rubio on Monday. I don't know. I mean, I feel like your man up there in Wisconsin, once he gets back from, overseas, but I feel like his announcement can't be too far off.
All right, we'll be watching for that. David, thanks so much for joining us today.
I appreciate it.
That's David Friedlander, senior political correspondent with the Daily Beast, talking about Hillary Clinton's anticipated announcement of a presidential run on Sunday.